Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So this morning, I'm going to share a few things with you about meditation being like space and about struggle. A wise monk named Mingyur Rinpoche once said that the mind is like space. Vast, limitless space, and in the space anything and everything arises. Sights, sounds, smells, tastes, thoughts, emotions, body pain and body pleasure. Everything arises in that space, and it's not different than the galaxies, planets, and stars arising in space around us. Space doesn't complain and say, I don't like that galaxy or those stars aren't arranged correctly. All stars and all thoughts pass on at some point. Let your experiences pass through like stars in the vast sky of your mind. Nothing has to be too big of a problem. I particularly love this analogy because it allows us to have a much more spacious relationship to meditation and learning to simply be in the moment in a much larger context. In Pema Chodron's book, How to Meditate, she uses this analogy to remind us that rather than trying to shut out the world so we can meditate, we let the world bring us back in to being present. And we use the disruptions and disturbances as a reminder to keep coming back to this moment, to listen a little bit more deeply to our bodies, our minds, whatever's happening in the moment, and be there to watch it keep changing. The big trick, of course, is not getting derailed by reacting to every little thing that we notice. Pema calls it giving up the struggle. And the struggle is really twofold. The smaller struggle is where we're simply struggling being present while we're trying to meditate. We're just sitting here and our mind keeps wandering. That's a struggle. But the bigger context of struggling is how we fight the way life is. You know, if we don't want it to be a certain way, we struggle to change it. And if we want it to stay a certain way, we struggle to maintain it. When we meditate, we cultivate the ability to refrain from pushing against our experiences, and we train in coming back to our direct experience of life, just as it is. Pema says that meditation is total non-struggle with what arises. Thoughts just as they are, emotions just as they are, sights just as they are, and sounds just as they are, everything just as it is. So think about it today when you practice. Where are you struggling? And can you just let go and let things be by allowing all of the disruptions and distractions in your environment to become an object of observation and see them as they come and go? Remember, it's a practice, not a performance. There's nothing perfect about this life, so there's nothing perfect about meditation. It's simply learning not to struggle. And not struggling against what arises in your life is an act of friendliness. It allows you to fully engage in your life and to live now wholeheartedly. Okay, so shall we begin? Find a comfortable position. It's nice to have your back supported. It's no problem to put some cushions behind you and have your feet grounded on the floor. Your hands resting in your lap, either palms down on your thighs, or you can place your left palm on top of your right palm and let your thumbs touch in Zen Mudra, if that helps. And begin by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose and blow really slowly out of your mouth. And again, inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow. Let's do one more of those. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling as you blow out through the mouth very, very slowly. And this sort of helps prepare the mind and the body for going into your meditation. Good. Now allow the breath to go in and out of your nose. And notice the temperature of the air as it comes in. And how warm it is as it comes back out from the body. And allow your mind to really focus on the breath by labeling it. You can either say breathing in or inhale when you inhale. And breathing out or exhale as you let the breath out, and you're labeling silently to yourself. Breathing in. Breathing out. And this labeling will always allow you to recenter yourself in your meditation practice. So you can use it anytime throughout the practice. Good. And now we're going to just scan through the body for sensations and awareness. By starting at your feet, imagine you can inhale into the bottoms of your feet. And feel your toes and arches, the tops of your foot, your heels and ankles. And then allow that breath and awareness to move up into your shins and your calves. And then up into your knees. Further up into your thighs. Allowing the legs to grow heavy and be supported by whatever you're sitting on. Move your breath and awareness into your hips, the floor of the pelvis and the low back and low belly. And try to give yourself permission to soften your belly from the inside out. Moving into your ribs and your middle back, feeling your diaphragm. Then up into your chest and under your arms, letting your shoulders relax down your back and your heart rise. Spread your collarbones out. Drop your shoulders down to your elbows and then your wrists and then your fingers. Feeling the sensations in your hands. Lower your chin slightly, lengthening the back of your neck and softening your jaw, letting your teeth be parted and your face soft. Eyes roll down and forward, either open or closed. Feel the scalp softening and the crown of the head lifting towards the sky as if it's holding it up. Good. And then moving your awareness back into your breath. Again, labeling 2 or 3 breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Or breathing in and breathing out. And just imagine that you're hearing your sense of smell, your sensations in your body, your awareness of temperature, and everything going on become like an antenna picking up all of the sensations of the present moment, allowing each one of those senses to be what keeps you in the moment rather than something to pull away from. Notice if your mind is struggling against sounds that perhaps are unpleasant or sensations. And keep softening into that place, into those sensations. Noticing how they change over and over again. And each time your mind wanders off, let one of those distractions in the body, in your hearing, perhaps a car passing by or someone talking in another room, let that bring you back. And if you need to really hang on to the present moment, if you're having a hard time focusing, just remember you can always label the breath, inhale and exhale. And you're going to continue your practice, and I'll come back in and check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice if your thinking has carried you away, if you've lost your sense of the present moment, and drop into the body, lengthening and softening, really feeling the temperature of your skin. Label a couple breaths, and then just let that antenna, that radar for your environment, expand out again, letting go. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. And today we're meditating on our own struggle and allowing things to be just as they are, being spacious, open, and non-judging.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling, making subtle shifts and adjustments. Notice your state of mind without judging it, just as if you're observing it from a distance and letting it be. Bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back and down the front of the body as you exhale, making a circle on your spine, inhaling up, exhaling down. One more time. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach for more information.